Perek Yudalit. There's a lot to learn in this perek. We're going to pick on today two very important nekudas. Number one, the Novi here is Matayel. The Novi says what happened with Yeravam ben Nevat's son. Yeravam ben Nevat had a son, Avio, and that's how the perek starts. Ba'isai cholo Avio ben Yeravam. Avio became ill. He took ill. And obviously, medically speaking, they didn't have any aitzes. They would have had aitzes medically, they wouldn't have gone to the Novi Achi Ashiloini. They went to Achi Ashiloini. But Yeravam ben Nevat knows that his Rebbe Achi Ashiloini is not very happy with him, probably. Right? His Rebbe is probably not very happy that he has a Talmud who's Oivir Avodah Zarah, who is Machshel Gantz Klal Yisrael. His Rebbe doesn't owe him any favors right now. So he tells his wife she should try to conceal from the Novi who she is. He gives her a whole plan. He understands she has to go to the Novi. This mamish fits what we learned in the last parak. How even when Yeravam ben Nevat wakes up a little bit, he's still sleeping. He thinks now he's going to fool the Novi. Sends his wife, Kumi, he says, I want you to change. I want you to basically go undercover to Achi Ashiloini. And he gives her a whole thing, what she should bring. And go to him. He'll give you a bracha. He'll tell you what to do with the kid. She goes, Beis Shiloi. And Achi Ashiloni couldn't see. He couldn't see. Chazal say, why couldn't he see? The pasuk just says, Ki komu ein of misevoi. He was old. Simply, it sounds like it was old age. Old age hit him. Kam Chazal. And Chazal tell us in the Medrash Rabbah in Parshas told us, Mikan omru. From here we learn, Kol amaymid ben rosho, talmid rosho, soif shein of chaos. Anybody who ends up having a son of rosho, or a talmid rosho, so rachmona litzlon, they're punished by the fact that their vision leaves them. They lose their eyesight. Dichsiv v'achiyo lo yochol lirois ki komu ein of misevon. Says the Medrash Rabbah, because Achi Ashiloni had this Talmud that was a Rosha, the end is, this is what came out. He lost his vision. So we have to know, what's the Midah Keneged Midah here? Why does Hashem specifically take away the eyesight? That Chazal don't tell us. Chazal just say that the end will be they will lose their eyesight. If you were maimed a Talmud Rasha, if a Rasha came from you as a child, biological child, or Russia came to you as a Talmud, the end is you're going to lose your eyesight. Why? It doesn't say. So we're going to be aiming on that. But before we go there, the Novi tells her, Hashem tells Achi Ashiloni, this is Rebbetzin, Yeravam ben Nevat, she's not such a Rebbetzin, but, right? This is her, the infamous Yeravam ben Nevat. And she's coming to you for her son. And you should tell her he's going to die. And that's what happens. The Novi says he's going to die. L'chi imri li Yeravam k'yama Hashem l'ikei Yisrael. Yan, since you did what you did, he's going to die. V'at l'chi leveseich. And that's it. Now, when Hashem describes through the Novi to Yeravam ben Nevat his problems, there are many things Hashem could have mentioned. notwithstanding, choyti yumachti yisarabim, avodah zarah, plenty of things. I'll tell you what's mamish fascinating. The pasuk says, v'loyo yisur k'david av, you didn't act like David, my servant. Oisi hishlachto acha gavecho. You threw me after your needs. Chazal say, what is this? Famous Gemara in Brochus. The Gemara brings down from Elazar ben Yankif and David in Meseches Brochus. They cannot let him eat or drink prior to davening. We spoke about this Gemara many times in Halacha Shiurim because this has become over the years a big problem. Some people have a whole breakfast before they daven. Gemara says you're not allowed to eat or drink before you daven. And people have started out with a small menu. The poskim of yesteryear, talking about for the last couple hundred years, the poskim started talking about coffee in the morning. And even that, they were matter bekoishi, they were matter the coffee. And then there was a whole tumult with the marsham, black coffee, no sugar. The way they were matter the coffee, nobody would even want it. Then they were matter sugar. And even the sugar, when they were first matter sugar, they were matter to take a sugar cube and put it into your mouth while you swallow the coffee. But not mamish to mix it with the coffee. Then the sugar got mixed into the coffee, and then it became with milk. And then, what's a coffee without a piece of cake? Danish. And from there it expanded. Some eggs. Come on. Eggs without fries. So Lamaise, that black cup of coffee, that black tasteless cup of coffee, has expanded. Expanded. And the truth is that Al Pidin, you're not allowed to do that. Again, there are people that are sick, frail, weak. They have low blood sugar. There are people that are allowed to do it. And that's the only way they could really daven properly. But really, the proper thing is a person should stick to a cup of coffee. I'm not saying you have to have a cup of coffee. But if you can have something in the morning, take a cup of coffee. To start going beyond that, start adding to the menu, that you should be very cautious not to do. And that's this Gemara. But what I found fascinating in the Gemara, you're talking about Yerovam ben Nevat. You're talking about the Navi himself lists. Vatelech vatas lecho Elohim acherim. You're an idol worship. And not only that, you took the nation of Klal Yisrael down the drain with you. You're an Eisvarv. Yerovam ben Nevat is a total Eisvarv. Why are we talking about his coffee with his eggs before the davening? That's not his problem. That's not his problem. You're sitting down with a mushkas. Now you're sitting down with an absolute mushkas. Imagine I had a meeting with this guy I told you about, this Jewish fella who's an atheist, the head of one of the atheist movements. Imagine if I would sit down with him and say, you know what my tain on you is? You have eggs before the davening. He's a kaifa b'ikya. He denies everything. What am I talking about is eggs. Because the eggs in the morning have to do with anything. Why does Hashem choose through the Navi to convey this? So I'll tell you what you see from here. You see, number one, this was Yerovam ben Nevat's downfall. This captures, I said a similar idea by Bilam HaRasha. Bilam HaRasha is going with his donkey to curse Klal Yisrael, right? The Malach stops his donkey. What happens? Bilam HaRasha doesn't see the Malach. The donkey sees the Malach. Bilam HaRasha doesn't see the Malach. So Bilam HaRasha just thinks his donkey is misbehaving. So he starts hitting his donkey. He hits his donkey. All of a sudden, the donkey kept him amus v'shmus. So Chazal tells us in Maseches Ovis Pia Othain, that opening of the donkey's mouth, was established already from Bria Selah. Pein HaShmosh is Erev Shabbos. Hashem created this miraculous thing. We're not talking about the talking fish in New Square, because that was Lehoyev Nivra. This was a real talking donkey. This is not a joke. The Chazal tell us that Hashem created this already from Bria Selah. And it happened then, and it hasn't happened since. And if anybody told you they had a shmooze with a donkey, send them to an institution. So it's a pella. So you would think the donkey was given a koyach adibur. The donkey would give Bilam HaRasha a good musa shmooz. Bilam HaRasha was a rasha merusha. And not be koyres. He lived with his animal, Chazal tells. He was mamish, the lowest of the low. If he was around today, he would join those parades and he would live in the village in Manhattan. The lowest of the low. He would be protesting, you know, against those who want traditional marriages. Bilam HaRasha. So the donkey gets its mouth from Sheshis Mebreshis. So give the man a Musa Shmuz. If I had Bilam HaRasha here, I would go to town. I give you guys Musa Shmuz every Friday. Imagine what I would tell Bilam HaRasha. You're all tzaddikim. You hear what I'm saying? Tzaddikim. Even the ones that are running are tzaddikim. Yelchu mechel el choyel, Chazal say. Tzaddikim run. Imagine you had Bilam HaRasha. Any of you. Imagine the Musa, you can zet behind them. You know what the donkey said, this big donkey, this famous donkey, that had a mouth created from Sheshis and Ebreshis. You know what the donkey told him? Excuse me, sir, why are you hitting me? That's the ganze maase. For that, Hashem made a miracle. From Sheshis, he made breishes. Hashem made a nace. For what? That a donkey should be able to tell Bilam HaRasha, what are you hitting me for? Halei anoichi aseimcha. I'm your donkey. Asher achav to elai mei adi adi yamazi. You've always used me. Nebuch in many ways. He says, now you're hitting me. It's not right. You're hitting me. That's the Musa Shmuz the donkey gives. Reb Meisha! That's the Shmuz the donkey gives. From all the Musa you could give Bilam HaRasha. Al Kochoch, what do you see from Chazal? Oh, I have to hear this one thing. I cannot hear this one thing. The Medrash says that when the donkey said, You hit me. And then the Malach tells him that you hit the donkey Shloisha Regolim three times. So Chazal say, why did the Malach use the Loshen Regolim? Because it's Shloisha Pahamim. The Malach was being Meramez to Bilam that you're going to curse a nation that goes three times a year to Oil Regolim. Why did the Malach pick Oil Regolim? Could have picked tefillin and matzah and whatever you want. There's so many mitzvahs we do. The Malach picked to Bilam, you hit your donkey three times, and those three times he's being meramez that we go to be Eilu Regel. What's my in Shemitah Yitzhak? What's the connection? So I want to tell you like this. Bilam HaRasha. How did he become Bilam HaRasha? Bilam HaRasha had alamilas. Okay? He had alamilas. He was a Navi like Moshe. How did he become Bilam HaRasha? Obviously something made him become so bad. Well, how did he become so bad? Shalas Pasha. If Bilam HaRasha would have one time, 1 minute, thought about HaKoros HaToiv that he owes to the Rabbanu Shalom for giving him Nevuah, he would have never done what he did. Bilam HaRasha, Chazal tells us, was Sisum Ayin. He had a closed eye. He didn't have no Hakaras HaToiv. He had no Hakaras HaToiv. He was Kofi Toiv. Because he was Kofi Toiv, he became who he was. If for 1 minute he would have thought, Hashem made me a Novi Bagoyim, I have a job. Never thought of that. He used the nevuah that Hashem gave him for himself. He used to curse people. He used to charge to curse. He made a business. He made what Hashem gave him to help others. He used it into a business for himself. The mail is very poshut. If you go to the source of what Bilam HaRasha was, kofui toivah. Do you know what the donkey told him? You want to know what your problem is? Hikisani sholish, you hit me. And I'm your donkey. I'm your donkey that you used me all these years. You have no hakaras. So he asked, why is the donkey picking that? Terence says, because that is the source of all the problems. Why, when we go to Be'elah Regal, we go 3 times a year, the Yom Tov, we go to Be'elah Regal. And each time we go to Be'elah Regal, it's called based on the season. Chag Osif, Chag HaKotzir, Chag HaBikurim. Why is it based on season? There's a beautiful idea that I built based on the Sefer HaChinuch, and that is that 3 times a year when things change in the world, we have to have a Koras HaTov to Ribbono Shel Olam. We go to the Be'elah Regal to give a Koras HaTov to Ribbono Shel Olam. So the Malach was telling Bilam, you're a coffee toy, and you're going to curse a nation that's Makar toy. And that's why Dafka brought the Shloisha Regal. Oh, now we get to Yeruv Ben Avot. What was Yeruv Ben Avot's problem? Yeruv Ben Avot's problem was Gaiva. What is Gaiva? Gaiva means when you credit yourself. Like the Pasuk says, V'rom luvavecho, v'shachachtas Hashem l'kecha. Your heart swells up, and you forget Hashem. You forget He's the one. You forget Hashem. That's Bilam HaRasha. That was Bilam HaRasha. And that was Yeruv Ben Avot. What's the problem with eating before davening? The truth is, it's a small thing. It's not such a big crime. The guy's making his, he's having a nice geschmack of breakfast. Pancakes, toast, eggs, potatoes, coffee, cappuccino, cream. He's having himself a breakfast before davening. It's no problem. It's all kosher. It's Chol Yisrael. It's Bishul Yisrael. He made it himself. Everything's great. Okay, so he's eating before davening. Not such a big deal. He kissed the mezuzah when he went into the kitchen. That's okay. What's wrong? What's wrong is very simple. What's wrong is a person has to know that everything he has comes from Hashem. And that's what davening is. Davening is bakosha srochav. We daven, we ask Hashem, we realize that everything we have comes from Hashem. If a guy eats and fresses before he davens, he says, you know, ichtaf nishtribon Hashem. I don't need Hashem. I have what I have. Oysi yishlach ta'acha givecha. That's what the Navi is saying. So it sounds like a small thing. It is. The particular isra of eating before davening, Yeruv Ben Avot did much bigger averis than that. He did avodah zorah. He did choyti machti sarabim. Ein lecheluk lelum abo. But you want to go to the source? The source was that he held that what he has has nothing to do with Yerushalayim. And that's why the isra of eating before davening is so chomer. Not the isra itself. The concept. A person has to know, and that's why also, the Masa is Tzroch of Kodim Shizbal. You now do work before you daven. Same reason. Because you're showing your independence, your abilities, your performances before you daven. And you say, I don't need the Rabban Shalom. Go out there, daven. But I don't need the Rabban Shalom for my performances. That, if you do that, everything falls apart. If you don't have that idea, everything falls apart. And that's the reason why it's found there by Yeruv. Yeruv Ben Avot, how did he go from being Yeruv Ben Avot all the way down to the ground? Oysi yishlach ta'acha gadech. Because you didn't look at what you have comes from me. That's the insight. Okay.